We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today here with Jeff Morris, Vice President for Communications and Marketing at Kansas State University. And it is an interesting time to be living in. Everything's different. Things are being done online, over the phone, differently. You know, meetings are being held virtually. And I know that a lot of people are going to start having questions real soon about enrollment and orientation. And as I understand, we were talking during the break, Jeff, that's also being moved virtually.
Yes, we're moving the orientation and enrollment experience to online because, as you know, this summer we've asked that we limit face-to-face contact on campus. So those activities, which typically occur in June and early July, will be moved to a virtual environment. We're working hard. Karen Goose, our Vice Provost for Enrollment Management, is really working hard to get that to make that a very good quality experience for our students because this is a key time for us. Typically, orientation as enrollment is when people come in, they enroll in classes, they get to know the campus for the first time, and it's a very exciting, high-energy time. So we're looking for ways to replicate that. We know we can't replace it, but we're hoping we can make a very quality experience online for those students.
And you know, one of the most fun things to do right before you go to college is have a campus visit day. Is there anything you're doing online to kind of replicate that as much as you can?
Yes, we've actually created some individual virtual tours, which we have. We have some pretty good mapping software and some using some digital techniques to kind of give people an experience for campus because, you know, especially for those that have not been here before from out of state, they don't really have a great feel for what we look like and what the campus environment is like. So we've moved a lot of that online. There's some very innovative things that our team is doing and working on to make that happen because we want people to understand that because the campus and the community are such a part of the K-State experience. We can't really separate that.
Yeah, and you know, and part of that here, not having the students here, that affects a lot of things. Obviously, you notice it with the traffic here. I mean, K-State is Manhattan, basically. Manhattan is very reliant on them being here. Let's talk a little bit about the impact of the population here with K-State students not being here and how that impacts the census. I know there was an effort made to get them to fill those out as much as they could while they were still here.
Yes, and we've reached out. We've had multiple communications with our students because you know, it's very important in the city of Manhattan that we count those students as Manhattan residents. So even though right now our students may be living in states throughout the nation and other countries around the world, we've reached out to them and will continue to do so, saying, please, when you do the census, put down that you're there in Manhattan, because the message is it's where you are supposed to be on the census date, not where you are because of COVID-19. So we don't have results yet. But I do know that we've been very aggressive in reaching out to our students and making sure that they know that we want them to be counted as Manhattan citizens because that affects a lot of our funding from the federal government and affects our overall population. So, you know, they're here most of the year and we want to be classified as Manhattanites. So those efforts, I think we're going to be ongoing depending on how long the census will remain open.
Okay. Good to know. Well, and earlier you talked a little bit about masks and how you're encouraging folks to wear those while on campus if they do have business there. I understand there's a number of folks who are actually making masks and donating them.
Yeah, we've actually got a couple of efforts going on. I think one of the most fun ones is the students in our College of Architecture, Planning, and Design are printing these 3D face shields. They've teamed up with the department to go in, and it's a student organization, the Digital Fabrication Club, or they call it the DigiFab Club, started making these face shields, which can use the 3D printers. They're producing around 30 a day, and demand has been very high. So they're distributing them anywhere from Johnson City to Lawrence, and they've gotten requests for them. I will say one caveat, though. They are branded. They do have a PowerCat and K-State on them. So there are probably some people in the state that maybe don't want to wear them. But for anybody that's willing to wear K-State branded face shields, those are being made. The other big effort that's been made is that we have people that have gotten together and worked with Linda Cook and our Department of Environmental Health and Safety and our folks in to help start making sewing masks. So we currently have 31 volunteers that are sewing masks for people. They're being donated to people around the communities. They have a goal of around 1,200 masks by May 1st, which is only in a couple of weeks. So they're working on those cloth masks to help get them out to people that may need them in the community, because we understand that these volunteer efforts, you know, can make a difference in our community.
Yeah, and it most certainly can. That is great news to hear that is ongoing here at the university. Any other good news stories that you've heard from folks on campus there?
Yeah, there's really quite a few things going on in terms of what we've done from a positive standpoint. I think, you know, I think part of the good news that we have is that the fact that we've been able to do such a good job with moving to online courses. I think if you would have said in January, we told everybody we were going to do that, there would have been a lot of concern about our ability to do that. But we have been able to do that, and we are getting people through to finish their semesters, and in a lot of cases for our seniors finishing their academic careers. So I think that's been very positive. I think the other thing that's good to note about on campus is that, and the President Myers had a video virtual tour this morning that we put out versus via K-State Today, and he went by the Multicultural Center, which is still being under construction, and the steel's up on now. He went over by the project that the library work continues to get the libraries. We're hoping to have that operational this fall. The South End Zone project at Bill Family Snyder Stadium is continuing to move forward, and we're continuing to work on the Derby Dining Complex renovations. So, you know, a lot of things are still happening. There's things still moving on campus. Of course, we've asked our contractors and our suppliers to make sure that they're following the guidelines for social distancing and other protocols. But, you know, their campus is still growing. Things are still happening. You know, we are still operating in this environment and still looking forward, because our intention, our full intention, is that we want to get it rebooted, you know, as quickly as safety and time will allow us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, and looking forward is a key thing. I know there's the K-State 2025 initiatives that are going on. I saw last week, I think it was, at the Board of Regents meeting, they approved a plan for the new Institute for Global Food, Health, and Biosecurity. Sounds like that's going to be a nice addition here at some point in the next few years for K-State as well.
You know, it is, Brandon, and that kind of ties into what we talked about earlier, because that totally aligns with the NBAS project and aligns with what we've been doing in food safety and biosecurity at Kansas State University for many years, the BRI at Roberts Hall. And under the leadership of Provost Chuck Tabor, we're really starting to pull all this together and create a strategic initiative that's really going to help drive the university forward, because it does focus on our strengths, right? Traditionally, agriculture, which has really expanded to include food safety and food security, and our health, which is, you know, goes beyond medicine to nutrition and making sure that with our Feed the Future labs around the world, that we're helping have safe foods for the world's populations, which is a very important goal, which even in this pandemic time, we have to remember that being able to eat is a prime concern for a lot of people in the world, and K-State's on the front lines of helping that happen. And then also, you know, just the work we've done with our research enterprise, again, what we're doing in BRI right now, what we hope to do in conjunction with MBATH in terms of working on these zoonotic diseases and helping make the world a safer place.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an interesting facility. It's going to be nice to see how that all comes to fruition in the next few years, because I think everyone's kind of seeing right now the importance of that research, especially here locally with K-State.
Yes, that's true, and we're also seeing that you know, some of the work that's going to be done there. One of the benefits of building NBAF is they're going to be able to expand the mission for what they had at Plum Island. So they're going to be able to work on more and more of these diseases, and they'll help protect the food supply. And also, as we've learned, these diseases sometimes don't just stay in animals. They come into the human population too, and that's when it really becomes a concern that we're going through right now. So, you know, bringing together a group of experts and the world's probably biggest concentration in this field is really going to be important to Manhattan and to our community, and I think we're going to see the benefits not only from a community standpoint, but also from a national and global standpoint in terms of what we're doing to help look at these diseases and protect our food supply.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's been great having you on here, and we're about out of time here, but I want to thank you for coming on and just giving us an update on everything going on at the university from that new facility and everything else going on. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brandon.
Jeff Morris, again, Vice President of Communications and Marketing at K-State, our guest here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.